Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a
city. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Prophetic News Radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And we are going to be talking about the Without Walls Church, the former Without Walls Church in Lakeland, Florida, which is or was a part of Paula White Ministries. And we know Paula White from television. Also, they do have a congregation in Tampa, Florida. And most recently, Paula White was named pastor of the church in Apopka, Florida, New Destiny, which was once pastored by the now deceased Zachary Tim. So we're going to be talking to Karen Panzer Lamb, and she lives in Lakeland. She was over at the property this week, and she took some photographs. But one thing I do want to say is that Paula White herself is a big proponent of the prosperity gospel and of seed sowing. In fact, the other day when I saw her on TV, she was doing her first fruits offering. And apparently, seed faith, first fruits, and tithing is not working for Paula since she was ordered by the fire department at the end of September to vacate the building for an unpaid $50,000 electric bill. So, hi, Karen, and
good
welcome
afternoon,
today.
Susan. Thank you.
And I was quite intrigued by the photographs that you took over there at the Without Walls, the former Without Walls Church in Lakeland, which the buildings have been vacant now since September. And tell us what you saw when you went to the property there.
Well, it's really sad, Susan. And as you said, the prosperity gospel is not working, because if it were, those buildings would have been better maintained and possibly even restored. But obviously they don't have the money. When I looked in the main church building, the main church building itself looks good on the exterior from the outside. You look inside, the last congregation, when they moved out, they just left trash in there. They didn't clean up after themselves. There are drink cans, paper strewn all over the place. It's really sad. If a congregation is going to leave a church building, they need to clean up before moving on. They at least need to leave it clean.
You would think so. I wonder who was in charge over there. Now, the main church sanctuary there in Lakeland, Florida, seats over 9,000 people. It's quite a spectacular building, and
yeah.
They were never able to fill it, since I don't know if they purchased it in 2006 or exactly when Randy and Paula White were married at the time they purchased the property. But they've never been able to fill the building. And tell us about the sign that you saw on the door.
The sign on the door said that they had to vacate the building because it was unsafe for human occupancy, basically meaning that the power was shut off. Apparently, a congregation had still been meeting in there using a generator, and so they were ordered not to go back into the building and use it.
So
they're actually trying to rip off, not using not paying their electric bill, and they still want to use the building.
Yeah. Well, I guess all those tithes and offerings didn't do too much good. It's kind of ironic, though, that this property virtually lies abandoned now, and Paula still has this church, I put it in quotes, in Tampa, and then they pick her to be the new pastor of those poor people over there in Apopka, Florida, at New Destiny. It makes you wonder, like I said before, what those people are smoking. But anyway, tell us about the, there is also a great historic building there on the property. It was once a carpenter's retirement home. And how big would you say that building is?
Oh, I couldn't tell you how many square feet, but I was talking this morning to someone who was quite knowledgeable about the building, and he said it could hold about 400 men. It was like a retirement home for 400 men. It was a home built for carpenters who had no family, and when they retired, this was a place for them to come and live very inexpensively. And at one time, it was full. It had 400 men living in it. Also has a huge lobby, a huge dining hall, an auditorium. If you see the pictures, you can see it is a very large complex, the carpenter's home itself, and then it has a couple outbuildings.
And it sits on a lake.
Yes, Lake Gibson.
Yes, it's a beautiful setting out there. It once was an Assembly of God church, and it was built by Carl Strader in the 1980s and was home to many different concerts and church services, but the Straders sold the building to Randy and Paula White. I'm not sure if it was in 2005 or 2006. I'm not quite sure about it. But tell us, the Carpenter's Home building is a beautiful, beautiful old building. It had Art Deco chandeliers inside. And tell us what you saw. And we'll be showing people the photographs also.
Okay. Well, it was built in the 1920s and Mediterranean style. That is why Carpenter's Home, when they built the church, they tried to tie that architecture in with the old home, is my understanding.
Yeah.
A lot of the windows, of course, the building that old, the windows are wood frame. A lot of them are rotten. They haven't been painted for years, which, of course, if you don't keep wood painted, it will rot.
Yes.
A lot of the window panes are busted out. Some entire windows are taken out. We know that probably rats and birds and who knows what else is living in the building. And there's a little bit of graffiti. You can look through the windows and see where someone's been in there with a spray can of paint, spraying graffiti. It's just a mess. It's just a wreck. I don't even know. Outside the building, it says Without Walls Education Building. But I really don't know how they could have used it at all within the since they've bought it. It's such a mess. It just really isn't even habitable at all in its state. Now, when Evangel Christian bought it, I don't know how much they did. I tried to look in the windows, and you could see where they had re-drywalled some rooms, but they didn't look nice. It wasn't even redone from what I could see from the outside, and you could see insulation hanging down from the ceiling and just a wreck. It just looked a wreck inside.
Yeah, it's kind of like the spiritual state, I would say, of Paula White's life right now.
Right,
kind of
right.
A reflection of the whole ministry.
Yes.
And now I do have compassion for her. I have to say that I do have compassion for her. And it's just a really sad state of affairs. But it's like the judgment of God, because when you look at the buildings, you can see that it could reflect someone's spiritual state. And we can't mistreat God's people, especially in the area of finances, and ask them to give us money for blessings in return. When you see that the decay and how the buildings were left abandoned, now I myself called to the ministry to let them know that the doors were open to that building and people could actually go in. and that windows were broken out and it was being vandalized. They didn't even know it. So they haven't even been over there to look at the property and who knows how long.
Well, you know,
I was shocked by that.
Well, it comes to stewardship. If people are giving you money and they're entrusting you with their money to invest it in church property, they expect you to maintain it. Just as God expects us to take care of whatever he gives us, we should practice good stewardship of our property, you know, our finances, our property, whatever the Lord has entrusted us with, we need to take care of it.
Yeah, it's very, very sad because I hope that someone can purchase this property or a historical society can take this beautiful building, this historical building that sits on the property, and save it, because it looks like there's mold growing, black mold growing on the building. Since you said that the windows are broken out, the doors were wide open, so who's living in there? People are probably living in there. And but I think in these end times, I think we are going to see more and more of this. I think we are going to see some of the bigger ministries, they're going to lose their finances, and these buildings will be deserted and left as a memorial, really, to the fact that you can't buy any blessings from God. There's no way you can make God do things for you by paying him money. And any preacher out there who tells you that, they're just a pimp preacher. They have no love for the people, not real love. And this is a situation here with this 9,000 square foot building that now sits abandoned. There's no church service there, hasn't been one there in many months. Vandalized buildings, property that's just been walked away from. And it is very, very sad. So tell us what else you saw there. We just have about 2 minutes left.
Well, there were some people on the property. What they were doing, I don't know. I know one was walking his dog, and the man I was talking to this morning said he used to take his dog out there and walk it. And I thought, well, that's pretty sad that they're using the church grounds for a dog park. You know? That's sad.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. We know what people do when they walk their dogs
outside of
their own yard.
All that money has been used, and it's being used as a dog park. But the building itself, the old home itself, seems to be very structurally sound because things, of course, were well built in the 20s.
Yes, they were.
But, you know, the desire of my heart, Susan, is that someone would buy that property and turn that into a true Bible school and a true church where the Word of God is truly believed and lived and preached. The old carpenter's home would make a wonderful dormitory. The church building itself would make a great Bible school, plenty of rooms there. But that building really needs to be used for its original intended purpose, which is to glorify God and to preach and teach the Word, the true Word. This time, the true Word. That wasn't being preached when Carl Strader was there. He taught a lot of false doctrines, and, of course, the church collapsed then, too. But the true Word needs to be preached today.
Yes, and we're hoping and believing that I would love to see that property turn into a Bible college to train young people, to train anybody, really, in the true Word of God, the fellowship of the saints. And that's what we're believing God for, is for that building to be restored and for the Word of God to go forth. So I want to thank you so much, Karen, for being on today and giving us that report from the front lines there in Lakeland, Florida. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Susan. Goodbye.
Hey, record. Here we go.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.
And there'll be no sorrow there.